You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on this Wednesday. Ryan Matthews has signed with the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Eagles supposedly still very much in the hunt for DeMarco Murray. Could be reuniting two Oklahoma teammates in Sam Bradford and DeMarco Murray. Yes. I don't know why you'd want Matthews as well then.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I think, again, they didn't overpay for a guy like Ryan Matthews, who's been, you know, injury-riddled throughout his career, but highly productive in San Diego as well. I don't know. I think, you know, DeMarco Murray's going to want to be the guy and want to get the guy kind of money. Probably what he was asking for in Dallas, which is why he's hitting the open market. And I think that just understanding Ryan Matthews' game, and of course, because of the injuries, they're very similar in their running style and their ability. So it would be very surprising to sign, you know, both backs being the same type of personality as a runner.
Well, and Matthews is a bargain basement version relative to, I think, what DeMarco Murray wants.
Exactly.
And what he's going to get. Leonard Hankerson, done deal, going to the Atlanta Falcons, replacing Harry Douglas, who signed with the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Some news from around the National Football League there. 216-578-0850. That's the way to get on board if you got any final thoughts, but we'll bring in our producer, Jason Gibbs, right now. Gibbs, you said you had some stuff in the mailbag.
Yeah, the mailbag's been blowing up today, that's for sure.
Break it.
Ramon Ariely. If the Browns get Browner and Clay somehow, Ellison sheared back for cheap, I'd be happy. Then draft Shelton and White / Parker / Strong.
I don't think you'd be able to get all three of those receivers and
I think
Shelton,
it's one of those.
One of those receivers and Shelton. Maybe Shelton and Strong you could pull off. I want them to get one of those receivers too. Believe you me, I certainly wouldn't mind. He said, "What Browner and who?"
Get Browner, Clay somehow. Get Browner, Clay somehow.
Browner,
Ellis and Sheard back for cheap.
Ellis would be Kenrick Ellis, which I would like in the middle of the line. Would be cheap. I don't know that Sheard fits this defense. I think Jamal Sheard's going to go someplace where he can play a little
absolutely
bit more 4-3
and he can make
DN
more money as a 4-3 DN
and have a
than
great
he could
time
here.
Yeah, I'm a big Jamal Sheard fan, but I mean, the defense isn't the fit for him. David Forbes tweets at us. I hear Nick Fairley is becoming available. Could be a good rotational guy with Taylor. You guys mentioned him right before the break, but what are your thoughts on Nick Fairley?
Nick Fairley, if we're going to pay Nick Fairley kind of money hitting the open market, he's not going to be a rotational guy. He's a guy that's going to have to be, as I talk about percentage of defensive reps in a football game, he's going to be a above 50% kind of rep guy. And we saw Phil Taylor was getting somewhere between 30 and 50% of
the
reps.
I like Nick Fairley.
I do like him. I'm just saying to pay him that kind of money to come here to be a rotation guy, it's not going to happen. He's going to want a larger role.
And he should get
it. Absolutely. So I'm not so much not liking the Nick Fairley. I'm just saying Nick Fairley's not going to come here to play and be in a rotation.
No, I think Nick Fairley is a guy that would come in here and would be, to me, he's the top interior defensive lineman left Fairley, and then you've got Terrence Knighton. I certainly would like to see one of those guys at least end up here, at least us talk to one of them. I don't know if we will, but it would be good. Dan Williams, who is a name that, you know, I had talked about, a great 3-4 nose tackle from Arizona, signed with the Oakland Raiders today. Terms on that one have not yet come out, but he signed with the Raiders today. So that one, you can cross that name off the list.
All right, so Jim tweets at us, at Browns_daily. Since we have the cap room and won't be big players in free agency, is there someone on this roster you would extend?
Someone on the Browns roster right now, I'd extend. I think, as we talked about, it's a very Browns-friendly side of things right now with Tashaun Gibson. I would not be surprised that if, you know, a portion of the Browns management staff is having consistent contact, maybe not today, tomorrow, or, you know, even next week, but right now they're in a good place with Tashaun Gibson, simply because you have him, you know, and if he can prove, and he proved to you last year, he played at an extremely high level, he's a guy that you're going to want to get a deal done because it can work both ways. Tashaun Gibson can go and fall off in the next two years or even this year and underperform, and the Browns are like, phew, good thing we didn't pay him. But if he goes and balls out, like Tashaun Gibson most likely will continue within this Mike Pettine defense, he's going to be much more expensive after this football season. So he's the one person right now under contract as a restricted free agent that I would sign and get a deal done sooner than later.
So when you're looking at who would be coming up next year, yes, to me, you're looking at a guy like you want to get Tashaun Gibson done. I think that if you get another good season out of Billy Winn. You'd like to get him done. If you get a good season out of John Hughes, you'd like to get him done. And then Phil Taylor, Mitchell Schwartz. Those are going to kind of be the decisions on who you want to keep from those groups. I think it comes down to Gip is your top priority on the D-line, probably one of Billy Winn or John Hughes, Phil Taylor, maybe two of those three. And then do you want to keep Mitchell Schwartz here and keep him as your right tackle for years to come, or is that a position that you're looking to upgrade? So those are probably going to be the big decisions coming up for the Browns in 2017 in terms of who you're going to extend.
Soul Street Coffee tweets at us, what about Brian Orepko?
I like it.
I would like it. I think that he'll be expensive, but yes. I'm fine with it. I think that he's a guy who could come in and at least rush the passer. You know, he's effective. He's had, you know, multiple injuries, though, with that the pectoral muscle there. But I think that he seems right now, it says Tennessee and Atlanta seem to be the favorites right now for Orakpo.
What about this question here from Matt? Wondering why we didn't make a run at Brandon Marshall. Jets got him for a seventh rounder. Was it a seventh rounder?
I thought it was a fifth or a sixth, yeah. Back and forth. It's like just a slight move. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a high price to pay. And, you know, Brandon Marshall's at this point, I like Brandon Marshall. I thought he would have brought something here. But I think, again, it's a move for a team that thinks it's closer perhaps to the Super Bowl than maybe the Browns do. I don't know if the Jets truly feel that they are with Geno Smith and Ryan Fitzpatrick. But it's a move. You know, this is a guy who's in the decline, on the declining stages of his career, comes with a big contract and has not always been viewed as the best locker room guy, so I guess that they just didn't feel that Brandon Marshall fit in with the long-term plans here.
Mikey tweets at us, I think we should go after Bo or Britt. Also, are we in the running for Knighton?
I do like the idea of Bo or Britt. If you're bringing in another veteran or Steve Johnson, Cecil Shorts, any of those guys I would like. And then what was the second part of it? Are we in the running for who?
Knighton.
You would think so, but I have no idea. You would certainly think so. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, you certainly think so, but then again, you never know. You know how high the Cleveland Browns with 12-19 are on. You know, potentially maybe making a move for Danny Shelton, who's a guy we've been linked to since the first mock drafts came out, and also too, if we feel like at 12-19 we'll be able to get Malcolm Brown and fit that need without having to overspend, you know, on a veteran who's 26, 27 years old.
Right. So they may think that they like the guys in the draft graded higher that would be cheaper at the D-line
exactly.
position. Now that puts a lot of onus on making sure you can get them. Thank everybody for the calls, for all the tweets. Very active day here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hopefully we'll have some more stuff. Again, the Browns did re-sign Marlon Moore, very important piece of their special teams last season. And so now they brought back quite a few guys, Spencer Lanning, Marlon Moore, amongst others, and certainly brought in thus far. They brought in
tender
Josh
Johnson
McCown.
Tender Johnson Bottomosi as well.
Yeah, all the restricted free agents have been tendered. They brought in McCown and, of course, Brian Hartline. Thanks to Hartline for joining us today. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Jason Gibbs and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Forward.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.